Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, if you've been to our website, you know that last year we did a huge revamp. And what we want to talk about today, Eric, is what I think is probably one of the best kept secrets that can be found on MRM.org, and that is our list of videos. Now, we know that a lot of people get their information through video. They don't necessarily read long articles. They would like to just see someone talk to them, and we're trying very hard to accommodate that need, and we are adding to our video collection, but you've been spending a lot of time working on that page. So how do people get to the videos that we have on MRM.org?
You go to MRM.org, and at the very top, it will say Home, About, Resources, Shop. You want to click on Resources, and under Resources, you're going to get a pull-down menu of articles, podcasts, and videos. And you'll want to click on Videos. That will take you to our YouTube page, which has a lot of the videos that we have done featuring you, featuring me, witnessing encounters, a number of different things we're going to talk about today. So these are videos that if you would like to just look at the catalog of videos that we have available for you, that's where you're going to want to go.
Now, you and I were talking about this link on there called Playlist. Explain that to the people.
So when you go there, you're going to see at the very top, it will say Mormonism Research Ministry. And what you want to do at the right-hand side is subscribe to this, because if you want to hear about any new videos that we have produced, it's going to give you an email every time we come up with one. And we're planning to do that over the next few years.
Now, it's not just videos that we have personally produced at MRM, but we could also have videos that other people have produced that we feel is pertinent to this topic as well, correct?
Yeah, and so what we have on this page is mainly a lot of different links to videos that are excellent videos. So at the very top, underneath Mormonism Research Ministry, it's going to say Home, Videos, Playlists. And you want to go to Playlists. You can also look at the main page and go down. We have 10 different categories, and we're going to talk about those today. But if you wanted to see all of the videos, because they're only going to show you 15 in each of those categories, so if you go to Playlists, we have more than 15 in some of those categories, such as Doctrines, such as Joseph Smith, such as the Book of Mormon. Some of the playlists are 40 videos. So you can go through. You can actually just play all on a playlist, and you can just sit there and watch video after video take place.
Now, let's go through some of these. If someone wants to look at what we have available, why would they be enticed to go there? What do we have?
The first section we have is called The Gospel According to Mormonism. These are videos having to do with grace, forgiveness, and the gospel. So we start off by just, for somebody who wants to have an idea of what the differences are between Mormonism and Christianity, you might want to camp out here just so you can hear what the gospel is according to Mormonism versus what Christianity is all about. And on the first video we have a video that features you. Is it time to embrace the LDS Church as Christian? And that was posted 8 years ago. So these are videos that we have done 10, 12 years ago, or could have been done even last year. But this video on YouTube has received 10,000 hits.
And that was from a talk that I gave at our Compassionate Boldness Conference several years ago. We had, two or three of these Compassionate Boldness Conferences and invited guest speakers to come in to give plenary sessions and such. And we had a lot of workshops, but we did film the plenary sessions, and we hope to be adding more and more of those as the months go by.
There's another one in that category, and it's titled Bill McKeever, Amazing Grace, Manti, Utah, 2014. It's one of my favorite witnessing videos that you have done. I've had a chance to film you on a number of these, especially with gold plates, but this was kind of at the end of the evening one night at the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti in 2014. they were playing Amazing Grace on the loudspeakers, and you were asking people what's so amazing about grace. And so tell us a little more about this, Bill.
Well, let me be specific. I was asking them what's so amazing about the Mormon version of grace. We already know what's amazing about the grace of the New Testament. But when they would play that song over the loudspeaker, well, you've stood by me when they do that. I kind of go crazy when they do that, because that's one thing I found so offensive is when they played that song, because that song has a special meaning to us as Bible-believing Christians. And for the Mormons to play that song, knowing what their definition of grace really is and how you can't even get all of the benefits of Mormon grace until you've done all these things, certainly that is not the grace that we talk about. So when I would hear that song, I would start asking some of the people standing around, what is so amazing about your version of grace? And that led to a conversation that I had with a group of LDS young people. They were very nice kids, and they listened to me as I asked my questions, and they responded to me as really most typical Latter-day Saints will respond. This is a tactic that I have used for years. I've taught this tactic many times over the years, and I have found by my using it over and over that the answers I receive are usually always the same.
They kept using the word perfect throughout the conversation, and you kept reminding them that you never mentioned the word perfect.
Right. The only time I think I used the word perfect at all was when I was reading something from their sources, but it wasn't me using the word. And when I would cite some of the sources from, let's say, the Book of Mormon or the Doctrine and Covenants, the young kids responded in a very textbook manner. They would hear the verse that I would cite, let's say Moroni 10:32, for instance, about denying yourself of all ungodliness, and they would respond with, well, nobody's perfect, or something like that. And I would remind them, why did you draw that conclusion? Why did you think I was talking about perfection when I merely read or cited one of your passages? The reason, folks, is because they know exactly what those verses are implying. And even though they may want to accuse me of taking it out of context, they certainly know what the verses are saying. And if you read, for instance, Moroni 10:32, that's what it's implying. If you were to deny yourself of all ungodliness, well, what is your idea of perfection? Most Latter-day Saints look at perfection as being able to keep all the commandments and being able to successfully repent or confess and forsake all of their sins. And it was a classic conversation I had with these young people. It was a very good conversation. And I often say whenever I recount that conversation that I had that I wish our Christian young people could go toe-to-toe with someone who disagrees with them as they did with me. And I've got to tell you, I was pretty impressed with those young people. I didn't think their answers were very good, and you can tell by my rebuttals, but still, they were giving it a good shot, and they were standing there toe-to-toe with me, and for that, I give them credit.
It's had over 7,000 hits, and it's only 16 minutes long. You might want to go onto MRM.org and go to our video page, and you'll be able to watch that. Another category, the Book of Mormon, is it historical and reliable? Bill, a number of these videos that are in this category have to do with the gold plates, which is something that you like to talk a lot about.
Yeah, I would take my replica set of gold plates down to the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah every year, and I would just challenge Latter-day Saints to lift them. Now, mine are sheet metal. They only weigh 80 pounds, but any Latter-day Saint taking me up on my suggestion would readily see that these are very heavy and much too heavy to replicate what Joseph Smith claimed he did with the gold plates that he said he found.
Third category, we put a lot of your teachings into one category, including some of the sermons that you've preached. And so this is kind of fun to go through on a variety of different topics for somebody who would like to hear more of what you have to say. Fourth category, doctrines of the LDS Church, dealing with a variety of doctrines that have been or continue to be taught in the LDS Church. One of the videos that has a lot of hits is Policy or Doctrine, the Mormon Church Ban of Blacks. And so I did that video 7 years ago. It has over 6,000 hits. And that's something, if you'd like to learn more about, you can go there. Then another category would be issues involving evangelism. Our top video there a video that was produced by Aaron Shafawala from Mormonism Research Ministry, and it was on Sandra Tanner talking about why Mormons leave. And I think this is information that every Christian who hopes to be able to share effectively with the Latter-day Saint would be able to understand the information that somebody like Sandra is sharing.
And you know why I think that topic is so good, Eric, is because you and I both do this. Whenever we are having a conversation with someone who claims to have left the LDS Church, we want to know what caused them to start that journey out. I think it helps us as Christians to kind of know ahead of time what bothers many Latter-day Saints. And if that's what's bothering them, then maybe that's an area we need to spend more time on in asking them about that. And if it bothers this particular Latter-day Saint, you can be sure it probably bothers another Latter-day Saint.
We have a category titled Joseph Smith, and the number one video in that category is 25 minutes long, The Untold Story of the Death of Joseph Smith. This has, on YouTube, in 13 years, over 600,000 hits. How did that come about?
I had Aaron over for dinner with his wife, Stacy, and he brings his camera equipment to dinner at my house, and he wants to do this impromptu interview with me about this very subject. And so we just kind of did it after dinner. I didn't do a lot of prep. I think I had maybe one book, Rough Stone Rolling, if I remember correctly. And I just went through my visits at the Carthage jail talking about what I have heard from tour guides in Carthage. Now that I look back, though, I wonder if maybe the title could be considered by some Latter-day Saints as being a little misleading. You have to remember, back when we did this, the Mormons really weren't talking a whole lot about Joseph Smith and the smuggled pistols and things like that. And now they are starting to do that. I mean, they have to. There's no way that they can keep it a secret. And I'm very well aware that they've always had the guns on display, but it's not normally a topic that most Latter-day Saints will bring up with a non-Mormon when they're trying to convince them that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God who died as a martyr. Somehow throwing in that Joseph Smith had a smuggled pistol and fired back doesn't really give that impression that he died as a martyr in the traditional sense. But we talk about that, and I talk about, as I said, some of the things that I've learned from the tour guides at the Carthage jail over the years.
One last category I want to mention is we have full-length documentaries on Mormonism, including The Bible versus the Book of Mormon, The Lost Book of Abraham, Lifting the Veil of Polygamy, DNA versus the Book of Mormon. They're all legal and allowed to be on there. And so instead of having to buy the videos, you can go and listen. The Bible versus the Book of Mormon has had over 729,000 views. This was done by our friend Joel Kramer. So there's lots of good informational videos that are available. Some are short, some are longer, but we encourage you to go to our website, mrm.org, click on to resources and go to videos, go to our YouTube page and subscribe. And I think you're going to get a lot out of it.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.